כרגע נפטרת בעזרת השם וברך שמוע, היא נפטרת עם חלק א' ממשנה ברורה, עם סימן א', וצריך א'. יתגבר כארי, a person should be a gibor, like an ארי, לעמוד בבוקר, to get up in the morning, לעבוד את בירי, for עבוד את הבירי, his creator, בירי, שהרי הוא מאיר השחר. He should be מאיר before we look at the Mishnah Berurah, this comes from the Torah. The Torah brings down that a person should be like an Ari, like a lion, and Avodas Hashem, to be earlier than the Baker, to get up in the morning. So the Rav told me that it says in the Midrash that when Hashem said, Nasa Adam, so one of the pshatim is the Midrash says pshat that Nasa, as Hashem said, all of the Briyas, all of the Chayas in the world, let's make the Adam. That in the Adam is Nichla, all the Kachas of the Briya, the Kayach of a Nomad, the Kayach of a Nesha, of a Tzvi, of a Nari. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You would have been telling the owner, of the Azkaname, Kal Kanesha, Rat Katri, Gibor Ka'ari, but all the Briyas were Shutfim in the Briyas Adam, but the Kaychas of all the Briyas are in Adam. So Rabbi Chanan brings this down, so that means that a person can be Mamish of Rabbi Chaya. But Al Kopanim, the Roshan gave these Kaychas in the Adam that he could use them for Avodat Hashem. So the Roshan gave a person a Kayach of an Ari. So the Torah says that the Koyach of the Ari is the Gevura. And the Iker Gevura, he says, is in the wave. So the Gevura of a wave. The Gevura of a wave. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav touches it very beautifully in the Nenu. I don't know if I should learn it for other Nenu, but Al-Kopanim, the way that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, is beautiful. The person has to be a Gibor Ka'ari, Iker Gevura who believes. The Iker Gevura is in the wave. The person has to be a Gibor. He's ready to fight, and he doesn't get bothered by the enemy. If the enemy fights and knocks him down, he gets right back up. He's a fierce warrior. There's Gabra on Yitzra. There's Gabra on his Yitzra. He's tired of his sleep, and the person's tired, and he feels sleepy, and his body's heavy, and maybe he has a headache, and he has a sore throat. And he wakes up in the morning, and he doesn't feel like he wants to get out of bed. He wants to sleep some more. That we'll see in the Mishavira, the excuses the person could have. So, Kapanen, no, he's Mizgaba, Yitzhak, the Natschoi, to be Menatzeach, Kigibor, and Mizgaba, Seinoi, Menatschoi. Like a Gibor is fighting against his enemy, to be Menatzeach. First he has to realize that he's in a Mohammed, and then he has to know who his enemy is, and then, okay, then he has to be a Gibor to fight against him and to overcome him. Lapiro Lahayat, to knock him to the ground. Cain, Sarek, Kol, Adam, Babaket. Every person, when he gets up in the morning, he has to be like this Ari, a lion, his Gabra, a Yitzre, Kari, to be Mizgabra, and his Yitzre, like a Ari, Makum, Mishnazre, to get up from his sleep. Kodem or a breaker. So this is the Mechaber said, Sheru Mo'er HaShachar, the Kavanah over here in the Shulchan Aruch is, that the person is supposed to get up before the sunrise. The Tal says that Eino Deime, we can't compare the Avoda of a person who is Mis'ayah by somebody else, or somebody who is Mis'ayah himself to Avoda Hashem. So if somebody else has to wake him up already, there's something using him as Avoda Hashem. So if it takes the sun to get him out of bed, Then there's already something using as the word of Hashem. A person is Ma'ir himself. He's ready to get out of bed to such an extent. He doesn't need any external arousal. He's on his own and he's ready to get up and out of bed. No, don't talk. No, but he's out of bed. On his own. So that's who Ma'ir HaShachar. That's the Gevurah of the Ma'ir. The Gevurah of the Ma'ir. I just saw that in the Rabbah brings down the from the Knesset. Knesset HaGedolah, the whole Medibah over here, that's why the Ishul Avram, the church also says the same thing. The whole Medibah over here is not if it's at the expense of somebody's house or something like that. And I thought, we're talking about that. if it's going to be, he says the Shai Knesset, I want to mix it up. There's a one that's not the extension. The half and the Knesset Gnera says that if you're going to be falling asleep in the middle of Shachar. So he wants to get up early and be a Mashkin, and he's a big tzaddik, and then his head is nodding in the middle of Krishna. He's definitely not with it. Now, Kopanim, this is Zikr. Madrega, you should be the one to be in the Eir of Shachar. That's the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. Before we tell Mr. Miller, that's the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay, let's go further now. So now we have this Gavadik of Maya, a person of Ra'i, he's waking up in the morning. Ravodas Abele, Ravodas Bele. Let's see what Mr. Miller, Ravodas Bele. Why do you say you have Ravodas Bele? He has to go to work, He's got reasons why he has to get up in the morning. He says, Mishnah Berurah, Akiva Kach, Yevra HaAdam. The purpose of our being created was to be an Eved Hashem. So Mimela, a person should be focused on what he's created for. It doesn't make sense. He should be distracted and doing things for a different reason in life. That's a reason why he's created to serve Hashem. So Mimela, that's the extra motivation in his life. Is to be Eved Hashem. Kiva Kach, Yevra HaAdam. And we bring it up. Eka Meisha, Amar HaKasim, Kala Mikra Bishmi, everything that's called in my name, like Voidian, and for my covet, Hashem speaking, it's created for my covet. So the Asif Aphasis of the end of the Pesach says, I created it, I formed it, and I made it. So Hashem says, anything that's created in this world, that's for me, it was Bishmi, it was the Voidi. So the name of the Adam was Israel. He's also from the Mizraim, and the name of the Tachlis of Adam is for covered Shemayim, to be an Eved Hashem. So if that's the Tachlis of Adam, so the name of that should be his Kavanah. If he's getting up in the morning, he should be getting up for that purpose, to be an Eved Hashem. Period. Let's talk about now the excuses the person may run into when they get up in the morning. Rafim, Shiena, Yitzray, even if his Yitzhara is going to be giving him Eitzers, the chayyus in the winter, Rayma, ech tamay babayke, listen, it's the morning time, how can you get up, it's cold out, ki akor gala, it's very cold, or yashi enu, the chayyus, or the summertime, the eternal, given a different eight, Rayma, ech tamay, mimi tavcha, how can you get out of your bed, radal le sabat mishna secha, you're tired, you didn't get enough sleep, it's gavra, so you should be with gavra on it, by yishma, right, you shouldn't listen to him. So there's two nekudas over here behind the Mishnah Berurah. One is he's gabra alav, is that if he's already given them aces, so then he has to be mezgabra, he has to fight back, he has to overcome the tahara. Then before another aces, I use my way, don't even listen to him, get up before he starts making his payment. The action of the Navshay, a person should think to himself, this is what comes from the Torah, this is writing the rest of the Torah, but it's in a different spot later in the end of the sentence. The action of the Navshay, another eighth that a person can think to himself, even though I am Mitzvah Ramu Bashar, which the Melech Bas of Adam. The person would have to be a servant for a Melech Bas of Adam, somebody the house of the Melech. He would certainly get up on time. First of all, it's a big privilege, and secondly, he's scared he's going to chop his head off. So he's certainly going to get out of bed. No question. He won't be late for that job. And the Hakan Atman Avon Gaza, he's going to have to get himself ready to be the servant of the king. He's not going to have any excuses, why he was late. He was in the bathroom, he had to take care of something, or he got cut up on that. No. You don't take care of it. If you want to come to the king, you got to be on time, without any excuses, without any other. The Kohen came, the Kal V'Chomer, then the name of the Kal V'Chomer, we should make a Kal V'Chomer to him, as far as we should think. We should make Avodah Hashem, not any worse than Avodah Bas of Adam, so Lishnei Melech, Malchei Melech, and Akadosh Baruch Hu. That's the person's attitude. We have to work on this. Obviously, we won't come in the middle, but we have to work on this attitude that we're here to serve Hashem. And we have the opportunity to serve Melech, Malchei Melech, and we have to do it right. Okay. Well, one more, Mishnah Berurah, this Mechabra. Hashachar, he said that we should get up in the morning. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings here, this is from Ashlah. The Shlah Chafav Soid, the word of Soid, Mechabra Yom V'Laila, the Torah. That there's an aim to join the day and the night with Torah. There's an aim to connect them. And this is independent of the mitzvah of the igisa, the yom of the lion, the person should learn in the daytime, he should learn in the nighttime. There's an inyan b'davka to connect the zman, the changeover from day to night and night to day with me and the Torah or with tefillah. This is an inyan, I think. Hein b'voker, hein b'eh, period. Now, another thing, when we talk about washing our hands, which we'll get into more details in Siman Daled, but for now, the place can bring over here, because we're talking about getting out of bed. The first thing a person does when he gets out of bed, maybe before he gets out of bed, is he washes his hands. So, miyad, because she used only the Mishnah. So, this is a person like that. They don't wait for Rishon. We don't want to sleep anymore. Even when we get out of bed, we told Yadav he should wash his hands off Shemisha Mishkat. So, the Shalakar is also from the Shalakar. Is clear that there's an inyan not to leave his hands tumble. And the Medayka from the Zohar Kaddish, I looked up the Shalach Kaddish, the Medayka from the Zohar, that the Zohar is called a person, until he washes his hands, he's called a tumble. And after he washes his hands, he's called a Kaddish. So the Shalach Kaddish time is that, listen, he doesn't want to be called a tumble, he won't have any asked it. So, Minerva is an Indian to wash his hands as soon as he can, even if he's planning on staying in bed. I thought he's not going to stay there, but he's going to think about the prayer. But I'll confirm it. There's an Indian to have hands clean of Kedusha and Tahara, even if he's not going to go anywhere. That's what the Mr. Buddha is saying here. When he calls it came, and certainly it's really, really like about on this being a Tivus Yadayim. And so you have to go more than that, I'm not going to change your diet. But Shulchan and Koshkan is also the same idea. I mean, if he's not, if he shouldn't wait to wash his hands even when he's laying in bed, certainly he shouldn't wait so long that he's going to go down on this. That's certainly a bigger shihia. That's the Shulchan Pshat Minister. You know, the Tarek may be very good at it. He's very careful with it. Now, I was going to say that there's another Indian that the place can say, which is a Bechwal, the Zerah Kadesh, that is very marked in this Indian, of walking about on this without washing our hands. And it seems that the Zohar Kaddish holds that aside from a problem of shihia, of waiting to wash their hands, there's no mention of Israel Halicha. And when a person goes down on this, that's called a Halicha, and that's a very serious offense. If the Zohar Kaddish Maflig Avuza, the Zohar Kaddish is Maflig, it says very extreme things about this, the unshave and the old, this is a very extreme onus. Because he's leaving the Ruach Atuma on himself. So in another way, the voice can say that a person has to be very careful. They should prepare for next to their bed a washing cup and a cup, a container underneath, in order to wash into it, so he shouldn't have to go down almost. So even the voice can say he shouldn't leave his bed at all. Okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what happens, the Diyavid, or let's see about it. Mikol Mokom, Chalila, Lavo Shum Isser, Avro Chesan, and Tuzidayim. But certainly a person cannot be over on any evaders because of not washing his hands. So I have three examples in the Mishnah Berurah. The first one is that you shouldn't steal from moving at it. The first one is that you shouldn't hold back if you really have to use the bathroom bag, but you shouldn't hold that back. Second one is that you shouldn't steal anybody's water. And the third one, we'll see later, is that you shouldn't bottle if he doesn't have any water to wash his hands. He shouldn't bottle from Tehran to Fila, since I'll teach him it's mutter to learn and to say brachas in the Bible. So we know that you shouldn't be muddling bottle any mitzvahs because of it. Let's see. Mikol Mokom. Chalil Avo Shum Eze Avo Chesan Mitzvah Zidayim. A person is a leader should not be mevat over an issue because of Mitzvah Zidayim. Regarding lots of atomizing in the hospital, a person has to use the bathroom very badly, so then he shouldn't hold himself back. I have an interesting point. The Israel of Rome, the church says, there's a whole topic about this issue of what exactly is the gather of needing the bathroom to the extent that it's about the shakti, the mitzvah, exactly what it is, and also, he says, past this, it should be what people consider is Meshukah, because sometimes a person has to have gas and really doesn't have to use the bathroom. I think it's Meshukah about exactly what the gather is. Our component of the time is that when a person is laying down in their bed, before they stand up, the urge to use the bathroom is not so strong. So if he washes his hands while he's still laying in bed, he'll be okay. And as soon as he stands up, then I guess the way the body is shifted, whatever it is, the weight of the body. So then he feels a very strong need to use the bathroom. So then he's going to make himself have to run to the bathroom without washing his hands. So he kind of, it could be a Ramayana, aside from the sign the condition, since there was an Indian that we saw from the spa condition, as soon as possible, even before he gets out of his bed, to wash his hands. Well, Kapadami says practically it could be a Ramayana also, because if he's going to stand up, he may end up having the urge to use the bathroom so badly he won't be able to wash his hands. So better to wash his hands when he's still running back. Fine. I think that's good. He shouldn't take his family water that he prepared for himself. He makes a better way to eat and take it to Moras and Mechayim. And that's, he knows for sure he's going to be able to place them immediately. If he's Mechayim, and there are people who are Mechayim in it. So two, don't do that. Don't be overwhelmed by distraction and don't steal from somebody. No, go for it. What happens with the other if a person doesn't have water ready? What do we do? In English, I'm not in the chaykin. It happens that the water is far away. They may need to carry them in up. They do not have anybody to bring them to. So now the capacity by a message, the sign brings out the people that they have a minute, they didn't want to be over on the home of the Zohar Kaddish, that there's an Israel of Halicha of Dalarama. So what did they do? They wanted to take baby steps to walk Pachas with Dalarama, so they made a good stop before they went Dalarama, to know that it shouldn't be over on this Halicha of Dalarama. So I can Pachas with Dalarama. Fine. Now, but the problem is, if they choose a time of back, that now they're going to end up being tummy longer. So now we have a question, which Israel overrides? The Shehiyah of being tummy, or the Israel of being over on the walking Dalai Lama, the Halicha Dalai Lama? So the Bali Nefesh will mark there on the Halicha, and the Shai Shukri says it's not right. You have to be marking there on the Shia, and you got to learn the larger. That's the Shai Shukri, although the way we read it's not true. The other Yehudim, she Yehudim and Yehudim, it would be better to run quickly, you should know that Hashem's Ruach Ruach Ruach. So you shouldn't be matched at a Ruach Ruach, because we learn that it occurs the Shia, not the Israel Lichem. Fine. And then, to be Matthias to this chapter of going without honor, the Shaitshuva mentions from his brother-in-law, the Shvus Yankov, that was the Chok Yankov, that there's another Svara, that Rishon Ben Elazar, and the Gemara says that Kuri Beis says Kedal Ramos on me, that the Gabi Sin Dinim, that one, the whole room has a bit of Dalai Ramos. So we know that the whole Kishash is that they wanted to go less than Dalai Ramos, and they not to be over on the Zohar Dalai Ramos. So here, if it's all in one room, you have another Marav Kalak called Dalai Ramos. So then you should certainly run and wash your hands. So that's the next step. So we say that the whole room is like Dalai Ramos. Good. This is what the Shai should have been done from there. Yeah, but you can't be something on this unless it's a Shasadacha. Okay, so now, Halacha goes like this. The Piskei Tshuva's point out, and this says this clearly in Rabbah and Kumagadim, is that this Hector of Dalai Amai, that we see the whole room of Dalai Amai, is clearly only in the room that you're in. It means if a person has a sink in his room that he's sleeping, and he doesn't have another bathroom right next to his bed, so that's what they were talking about. So should he run to the sink in his bedroom, or should he take the baby steps to the sink in his bedroom? But if he has to go to another room, then there's no smaller of the whole room being called Amos. And then it's not contested anymore. The Shai Tshuva seems to have only been samech on this, the whole bias, the whole room is Dalai Ramos, was only in one room. Right. Sorry, it's a kind of different bias. That's what he's telling us. There are other things he says. The Maril says a klal, that in the whole shaft, whenever it says the word bias, it means the cheder, basically cheder. This is from the Shvus Yaakov. So the Matir, the one who was the Mekel, the Shvus Yaakov himself, only said it with this truth of the quote. I'll read his version. The king, cause of the Kuti Maril, Klaal B'chol HaShav, Heikosh, the Nimka Bayez, whenever it says with Bayez, what's the name of Cheder? It always means the room, the same room. So he's only make a misending of running that it's all about, okay, I'm not sure what to say to himself. Oh, Kapanen, this series of that the Elam says, the Kula. So Piskechuk has said that the Elam is making a big mistake, and they rely on this concept of the whole bias as one down on this, and they don't understand the halacha. Is that true? As a person say, it means only the room to be in. That whole thing would only be if you have a sink in his bedroom, and then you have another bathroom right next to his bed. Huh? Yeah, but that is a different room. Tough, I don't know. Then you have to know that either doing them in a small room or a big room is tough because I don't know. That's halakha, and that's a bracha, and that's a kaddish. Yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah, but the laws in that bias, so the bias means a kaddish. That's what I read up there. He's going to be quick. You see, brings it from Moses Kriyashma also when it says in a bias. Yeah, there's some laws in my bracha. The Amar Kol Bayis Kedahar is a bias Torah. So that's what he says by Kriyashma if you have one room. The Mashma Shalom, the one that the Kol Bayis, or that's one we call a Chede. That's the halacha there by Torah. You can't read Kriyashma in the room. It means, it doesn't mean a lot. It means the room with the Torah. That's a Kapana left. So you should put a rather base in there and crazy. So you have to know why we get to the Mr. Shem all the parts and what you should want to say the cooler also. Yeah. The Akapani is definitely a good analogy. Even with the attention the issue of the Dalai Lama, like we said before, the Akapani is clearly that the issue to be matched at the Tuma. You don't want to become more than one else anyway, so it's even better. The fact is, if he's over on this, they are Kaddish. It's interesting that the Mishnah Marach Mises, they are Kaddish, he didn't bring it down. So the Bach time of the reason why he didn't bring it down is because people are not careful about it, and this time she's showing you good value in the Zidim. It's a Bach that says that's why the Mishnah Marach didn't bring it. So the problem is, Peskin did bring it, and so the Elam is not for them. It's a thing to be not for them. Fine. Let's go further. We finished that. Yeah, remember the Kula over here, Mr. Blair. In Iraq, he's a masking, but I don't know if it happened that a person got up in the middle of the night, saying that he might have been told you had to have given upon them Kalu. And he doesn't have enough water to wash his hands properly, Ravi Ruach. He can't get rid of this Ruach HaTumah. It's always like this. Should he really would sit and learn the whole night. He got up and he feels like this. Why not? But he can't wash his hands, so he's thinking to himself, I'm going to sit up and be tumbling. I said, this is not a bugger. Better sit and learn the whole night, even though his hands are not clean, you don't have water, you don't have anybody to get it for you. Fine, go ahead. Because I'll pee the time mode and the poskim, it's mitzvah to say brachas and to learn with Yudayim that are tame. You have to clean them, so wipe them off with a towel or on a hard surface, and the hands will be clean and be mitzvah to say give you Torah and to say brachas. And it's the time. In Israel, because I'm asking the Bible, showing that in my mitzvah, Yadav and upon the Kavuri, Lago Ruach, Not for Shmona Esther. Shmona Esther also helps, but the other, he doesn't have anything else to get out of Shmona Esther. The Tumah is not marked. So he will make the bracha on the Tumah Sibayim. So on the Kiyos Sibayim, but Al Kapanim, this he can do. Divine Ech, the Yemeh, he can make bracha, Yemeh, he can learn, Kedim, a time of that person, like it says in the Gemara, he mentioned this Esther, like it says in the Zohar. Fine. Just think about one thing we said here and tell you. It's kind of just that. Don't think it's like a kula or something. It's not a chassidus. This halachi brings out from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the Baal Tam is there. If you get them in the wrong mind, you don't know how to water. You should let it alone. Don't worry about the tumor. So we have But let's go further now. We have the status of Yiddishkeit, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Hagah. Shivisi Hashem Nevi Tamid, I place Hashem before me, Tamid. We'll see that the Iker Pshat over here, even though we'll talk about the Hashem Havaya and thinking about the Oisius of Hashem, is a very nice thing, but the Pashut Pshat, Shivisi Hashem Nevi Tamid, means that I think about Hashem all the time. I'm always thinking about Hashem. Who Kwal Gadol B'Teira? This is a Kwal Gadol B'Teira. This is the side of Yiddishkeit is the premium of a Yid, is his Machshava, he's thinking about Hashem. And the Ma'ariv of Tzadikim, and this is the Ma'ariv of Tzadikim, the Shehochim Lishnei Elokim. Like it says by Noach, as Elokim, he saw like Noach, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, he saw like Lefanai, that he stunned him. This is the Ma'ariv of the Tzadikim, that the Holich was Lishnei Hashem, that everything they do, every Tanuah, every movement is for Hashem, thinking about Hashem. Says the Ramavai, A person does not behave the same way when he's by himself, or when he's in front of a Melech Gadol. He says three different things over here. The way he sits, where he moves, and the things that he's Oisakim. And they're not the same when he's by himself, alone in his house, he's comfortable. Or if he's in front of a Melech Gadol, he's behaving differently. That's one Nakuda. And then also, V'Dibur, V'Hachamas Piv Ketzaynei, V'Yimanshe Beisa Yukrevach, K'Dibur B'Moshe Abalach. The same thing, he doesn't do not speak the same way when he's with his family, with his friends, as the way he would when he's in front of a Melech Gadol. So we have here the Rambam says that a person has to, this is from the Rambam, the law says that a person has to work on thinking that he's in front of Hashem. And therefore his whole behavior and his whole mode of speech is going to completely be transformed. Because the way that a person behaves and speaks when he's in his own comfort zone in the presence of a great king is totally two different ways of behaving when he speaks it. So we as you have to look at ourselves that we are in the palace of the king at all times, always in front of the king. We have to think that way and therefore we're going to act that way and speak that way. It's a pretty new attitude. And that's the mind of the Tzadikim, that's the call God of the Torah, Shivisi Hashem and Nebi Tamil. I always put Hashem in front of you. Yeah, calls you came. That's Talmud, Melech. The person is, you imagine, if you're in the presence, if you're around to get bracha from a gadol, in the presence of a gadol, you don't act the same way at all. It doesn't have a completely different kind of reish and a different way of controlling himself than if he's in a more comfortable environment where he doesn't feel limited to be kadosh reish, to be wired, right? So now that's Tava, Melech, not Melech Bas of Adam, Kosher King. Kishyas and Adam, the Levi, Isha Melech, Adam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Isha Melech, Elias, Kevoida, Omer Allah. When a person puts to his heart that Hashem is Melech, Elias, Kevoida, Hashem is everywhere, then he's Omer Allah, and Hashem is standing over and watching very Bemaisav, he's Mashgiach on him, and he's aware of every movement that he makes, and he's aware of every word that comes out of his mouth. So then a person is talking about behavior differently. Commission Amma, like it says in the verse, in the south of the east, in the town, if a person hides in a hidden place, then either Enu, then Hashem, won't I see him, says Hashem. So Hashem tells us, I'm like, yeah, there's no way to hide from Hashem. Everything that we do is seen by Hashem. Like it says in the Mishnah in the Avis, that the social divine, the person has to look at, and he won't come to do it as either. Down the Alamadim of Mimka, I don't have to know what's above them. I in Rera, there's in Shemas, the Chol Ma'asah, the Tehri Mechtazim. Doesn't have to know it. Hashem sees what he's thinking, and he hears what he says, and everything he does is written down. And the more we think about that, then the greater we're going to be, the more our action reflects perfection, and not just uncontrolled, a natural person, but a perfect person, a person working on greatness. So the Allah says an amazing thing there. He says, Miyad, immediately. As soon as a person thinks these ideas, he's changed. Yagiya Allah Hayyuna, he'll have Yuna, the Hakma, he'll have Hakma, the humble. The Fakha, the Hashem is Barak, from Fakha from Hashem, the Brishta, the men of the Tamil. And Brishta from Hashem, Tamil. It's a very amazing language that happens immediately. As soon as you think these things, it's still going to hit you. So, unfortunately, maybe some of us, we do think about these things, and somehow it's just, we don't get this miyad, we're missing it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here says what happens, if it doesn't happen miyad. Then what? Then what do you idea of miyad? And if it doesn't happen miyad, he thinks about it, Hashem's everywhere, and he's thinking about it, and it doesn't make a version of it. So now what? You've got to think deeper, think about it more. You've got to come to a realization. Hashem is here watching you, and you have to act differently. Keep thinking about it until it comes. The Gam Yashuv B'Shuv Shleima, there's something else. Sometimes a person can think about something, and he won't get to his other roots, because this is a Zeirut. So you have to do Tshuva for the Zeirut. Hakol V'Neitav, you have to do Tshuva. Shema Moinim Me'agia L'Avayira. They're preventing him from getting his Yir Shemayim. There's an element of Siyata de Shemayim to have this Yir Shemayim. It could be a Zeirut there in the way. So he has to do Tshuva for the Zeirut. Kamosha tells him, like it says, Avaneiseke Amayu Namzira. The Avaneis and Namzira. There's a Hegra, there's a disconnect. For women and Hashem, there's a Hegra, the Rishay Kredis, and a Mizrim, that even when he does the proper steps to come to those Rishay Kredis of Busha and Pachad, and many of Barak, he still misses it. Because he has the Tshuva of the Zeirut. To be the Vaida of Shem's Lopez, that's the Vaida of the Tzidikim. Fine, now the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to leave the rest of the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow, bring that in. There's a Yisrael, if you can be a Rocky, I hope we'll make a good Hatzchala, I'll put on him tonight, and we'll be mashed them tomorrow if we don't finish tonight. The Berurah says like this, look at the second Berurah, we'll call God the Betayah. I write to Mekayim Shiviti Kayuri. A person wants to be Mekayim Shiviti Kayuri. Again, not thinking about the Shema Zayah Yuki Vanka, which is a Gemara of Rakh, we'll see tomorrow night, we met it. But our component of the Iker Shiviti is to think about Hashem. Think about Hashem. So a person wants to do it correctly, properly, is that it is Mekayim Matamichte, the Shema Tefer Chinech. So he should be a Zayah to be Mekayim when it says, and then as we're going to read from the Sefer Chinech. And you can make God of Havi Vrufam. And since we know there's still Chavav, the Chinuch said such mysterious book a Yanyan that when you had Tikkun come on the Bailam of Tifa, many of the Bailam brought down, they quoted the entire Chinuch, and so we know followed the example and was also quoting the Chinuch. Was also the Chinuch, this is the Lashon of the Chinuch. Sheish Mitzvahs Kliuvan Tamidi. There are six mitzvahs that are here to midi. That means some mitzvahs are Tavri and Zman and Shabbos and Rem and Tavri. Some mitzvahs are Tavri and some Maise. You have to have a Petra Chamorah, or you have to have whatever other mitzvah, you have to have a house, you have to have a Maika, you have to have a Mezuzah. The mitzvahs are Tavri and something else. But there are other mitzvahs that are to midi. They're constant, every second, in every situation. When Yitzchak and our Adam, if he was under Echad, called Zavah, that they don't leave a person, even for a second, all the way to their life, the calls in mind, any situation, the calls in Echad, at all times, she actually the hand, that he thinks about these ideas, Kiyan Mitzvah's Aser. I can imagine an amazing opportunity that any second, that a person will think about one of these six things is a mitzvah d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa is that in case the matan socha are a mitzvah. And there's no case, there's no end to this chah that he can have his mitzvah. It's waiting an opportunity that he can be in the time with his machshava every second, and that is a chah, a matan socha that's in case. There you are. One of these six opportunities, these six mitzvahs, is a person will be d'oraisa on the side of you. On page, one of these six opportunities, these six mitzvahs, that a person has a chance every second to be Mekayim. Oh, the first one is Lahamin Shiit Echad Ba'olam. To believe that there's a better angle, Shehim Tzi Kolomim, telling you that Hashem created everything. Everything you see, everything you look at, you think that that's a Nivra, a W was created by the Ba'olam, that he's the kind of a mitzvah, the Raisa, of a mitzvah to media, the Nivra Hashem, and the Chetzoy, or the Tzoyay, who, Kol Ma'a Shavir Akshav, V'Shehoya, V'Shehiyya, V'Adiyat. That everything that exists, or will exist, or did exist, forever, everything, is from the Tzoyay and Chetzoy. Hashem created it. And Hashem is learning, is guiding, is leading it in every moment. V'shuru yitzi'anu mi Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's the moment of Torah and gave us the Torah. Every time a person thinks about these in Yadim, there's a burning Olam, the burning is Manig, the burning is Mashgiach, he took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us a Torah.
That there's Hashem, Amash Giyach, who's watching over the world, who's guiding everything, who's constantly watching over and leading the world. Shalom, let's see, think of this with that. And the writer is, I took you out of the sky. Great. The second Indian that a person thinks about at any time is the kind of mitzvah. And that right now, we're having a moment, we're thinking about it, the kind of mitzvah. So right now, I mean, the Shum and the Yim, Zimasa. We shouldn't believe in any other Elohim, any other foreign God. That a person shouldn't have a belief that there's any other koyach in the world other than Hashem. That's really major that comes back with Shoei Tanakot. Even if a person would believe that Hashem has control of everything, actually Yidna Bedaita, but you just imagine Shemata and Hagatha and the Malach, or the Koychet, that Hashem gave over the Hanhaga of the world to a Malach or to a Kaycha, because Hashem is the ruler, but Hashem gave the Hanhaga of the world to some other Koyach, that is a Moida of Avodah Zarah, that is called the Moida of Avodah Zarah, and the over Lehi Alecha Elohim Achayim Alpana. And he's over on the love of Lehi Alecha Elohim Achayim Alpana. Now, so how is a person Makayim with Mitzvah with a lot? So says the Chinuch Meitzer, Ela Yamin, that a person should have a Nino. Shekhan Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Yivichvoido, Mashgiach V'chol Ha'olam. That Hashem himself, in his own glory, is Mashgiach and Ha'olam Ha'olam Ha'olam. Then Hashem Yivah Koyach, what else is ever built to replace it. And there's no created being that can do anything without Hashem's Rotzeh. V'chim Yikah Chinuch Baruch Hu Ha'olam Ha'olam. Hashem is the Koyach of all the Koyachs. Hashem is in control of everything. So remember, every time a person thinks that Hashem is in control, but there's no other created being in the world that has the kayak of being money, he's in the kind of this mitzvah that lies of one another and you might hear him upon it. Let's see if we can hop around one more and then we'll stop. Gimel. The Yakada, there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that the Nina, that Hashem is Echad. Like it says in Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem, okay, and Hashem Echad. That Hashem is Echad. What's this in you? Usually Shema Yisrael, the Indian of Shema Yisrael is that we're calling attention to the fact we should know the God, Ki Hashem, Shehiva as I call it. This Hashem that we believe created everything, under his primary, with his own reference, the Yom HaLekeinu, and he's HaLekeinu, a Mashgiach B'chol HaLamet, that is Mashgiach and all the HaLamet, that's like we said until now, that Hashem is the, Anechi Hashem HaLekeinu, so they seek a marriage Mitzrayim. So that Hashem is Ru Hashem Echad. Ru Hashem Echad, the way Shum Shisha. But there's no Shisha, there's no other Hashem, there's no other Koyach that with Hashem in the creation or in the Hanhaga of the Zelt. And that's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. So anytime you think about these in Yemen, the mitzvah de Raisa, and this is called Deba Bateya, Kizak Hashem will be memshik the rest of the Berlacha tomorrow, and we'll go back to the deal on the Shekhla.
Thank you.